Hello, Libra, it's Russell here with your stars for April the 1st and the whole week ahead. The moon's in Gemini, which is always a good start for you, and the connection to the sun is lovely. Gemini for you is a sign that is all about travel, enjoyment, sharing different cultures and doing things in different places. And that's what you should do today. If you're going away this weekend, even better. But try to get your fill of something a little bit more exotic, even if it's only a couple of miles away. Here's your Sunday, stars. Lots to happen, lots going on. Have you considered adding to your mind, your intellect, your brain power? Because these stars are very astute when it comes to doing something mentally. However, these stars are also confrontational in many ways, and they're confronting you by saying, can't you do more for yourself? Shouldn't you be doing more for your mind and your body and your spirit? Well, the answer is yes. So why not give it a whirl? Here's your Monday, stars. With Venus, your ruler, moving backwards into Pisces, there's a couple of things that you need to take care of, possibly stuff that's been going on since the beginning of the year, but you've never resolved. One could be a health matter, especially if it involves Venusian things like your back or your kidneys or your bladder or all those kind of things. You can look it up on my website and you'll see what I mean. But the other area is work and business. There is a possibility of an artistic break if you want it. And here's your Tuesday, stars. The moon is in the sign of Cancer, and this is very much a career-orientated day. But it's not plain sailing. In fact, what today's stars do is they bring up things which you may have chosen to ignore or turned a blind eye to. But you really shouldn't do that anymore, because if you're going to get the best out of you, you really do need to make a few changes. And one of them is by believing more in yourself and doing more of what you do best. And here's your Wednesday, stars. The moon is in Leo, which on the surface is very good, but it's a square to Mercury that kind of worries me, because too many things might be said which aren't meant. So if you're with friends or you're with other people today, it's very important to realize that certain things are said in the on the spur of the moment. It's an awkward day, and one where you should be very aware that people might not know what they're saying. Here's your Thursday, stars, and Saturn is moving backwards in the sign of Sagittarius, and that is all about your everyday life and world. You may be fed up with routines, you may feel that you're being dumped upon by other people, and basically you need change. Saturn is not the planet to do that. What he is very good at, however, is building new foundations and enabling you to get rid of the weak points of your life and build things up more strongly so that you have deeper foundations to give you more security. And here's your Friday, stars. Well, with the sun opposing Jupiter in your sign, look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Sun in the seventh opposing Jupiter in the first, there's a number of things you need to do. Remember what I said earlier in the week? You've got to be careful about what people say. You could get too hurt, too oversensitive, all of those things. Well, today it's all about just understanding you've got everything you need within you, and bear with yourself and give yourself a break.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.